Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. David Stillman is our guest. He's our new friend. Soon to be old friend. You know how that works around here. We're sort of like the Hotel California. Once we find good people, they can check out anytime they like, but they can never leave. And he's just learning that, by the way, right now. David, along with Lynn Lancaster, are the founders of their own company, Bridgeworks, which is a research, speaking, and training company focusing on generations at work. And they've written books, including When Generations Collide. Their new book is called The M-Factor, How the Millennial Generation is Rocking the Workplace. And he's here to talk to us about The M-Factor. David Stillman, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Help the audience. Sometimes I think people who don't, you know, people who actually have lives, unlike you and me, David, you know, they actually focus on other things besides the generations and the kind of things that I talk about on the show here. I think sometimes everyone out there, we have to make sure that we realize everyone out there is not tracking the generations by some acronym or some nickname we've given them or whatever. Help the audience understand who these younger generations are. We all know who the boomers are. Then we have the X generation, right? I mean, Gen X and Gen Y, I should say. Gen X, then Gen Y. And tell the audience the difference between Gen X, Gen Y, and the millennials.
Well, Gen X is a generation that came right after the baby boom generation,
right?
Born between 1946 and 1964. 46 million in size, which I should note is half the size of the baby boom generation.
Now, 46 to 64 is the boomers.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry,
okay.
That's the boomers. I'm so sorry. Yes, that's the baby boom generation at 80 million in size. Then came Generation X, 1964 to 1982.
Right.
With Gen Xers. And like I started to say, dramatically smaller, close to half the size of the baby boom generation.
Right.
And then came the millennials, which you had asked the question, you know, how they're different. The millennials and Gen Y are the exact same generation. We call them the millennials because early on when we started the business, we are hearing all the time from that generation, don't call us Generation Y, that this implies that we're simply after Generation X. We'd like our own name that means something.
So they came in with a little attitude. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think they were just asking, you know, to be looked upon as their own unique generation, which is what leaders need to do. Because too often we just assume that the next generation is just like ours. We treat them that way, and it backfires.
So, okay, there you go. And also, sometimes there's another term that we overlay on them, digital natives, right? Because of their close association with technology. They've grown up with it. Some of them, you know, you get the idea, some of them were born with a USB plug in their head.
Yeah, they definitely are one techno-savvy generation, but they've been called that. They've been called baby busters, Generation Y. We went with the millennials. They seem to like that name, as the turn of the century was a huge, thing that took place during their formative years.
Right. They started coming of age during the turn of the century, the turn of the millennia.
Right.
Okay, David. One of the things that you in the title of your book, you say they're rocking the workplace now. How old is the oldest millennial right now?
The oldest millennial would have been born in 1982.
Okay.
That would make them 28 years old.
28 years old. So a lot of times people, when they think of the millennials, they don't think of them being quite that old, but they are. They're starting to become, many of them have businesses of their own. They're starting to become managers, aren't they?
You are absolutely right, Jim. And that's sometimes, again, I start to say the mistake that people make is they're just still trying to get their arms around Generation X, when the leading edge of the millennials is definitely coming into our workplace and radically different than the Xers. And that's why we wrote the M Factor, was to get people ready for this next generation. And when we say rocking the workplace, that has a couple of ways to be defined. One is, you know, in really exciting ways, and rocking the workplace also makes it, you know, uneasy and struggling for the other generations.
Yeah, rocking the workplace can, as you say, can be taken both ways. One's productive, and the other is a place where there's brain damage and casualty lists, and you know a lot of misunderstanding. So, one of the things that's been interesting to me about the millennials, it seems to me, is you know, I'm a boomer, and you're probably a Gen Xer.
I am.
And so when you and I came into the workplace, you know, we might have had a little bit of an attitude, but we kind of took our place in the pecking order, and you know, and earned our stripes, so to speak, and you know, we learned at the knees of our mentors. The millennials, they have a different attitude about things like that, don't they?
Well, I think what you're finding is they are speaking up from day one, and the ironic part of that is a lot of the same executives or leaders who complain to us about the millennials speaking up and, you know, what's perceived as making these big demands, a lot of those millennials, the ironic part, were raised by baby boomers.
Yeah.
And a lot of boomers, which is a great thing, have taught their children, you speak up, your voice matters, you've got an opinion that should be heard. So they show up at work and they speak up, and suddenly like, well, I guess we didn't mean that at the workplace.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that seems to be an issue. I actually talk to people who are running businesses out there, David, who are hiring millennials, trying to hire millennials, and there's a lot of frustration out there among the older folks. And when I say older, you know, in terms of lifespan, David, you're not older, but in terms of millennials, you are.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
we have a lot
so
of frustrated
people,
out there.
In fact, I spoke to a guy only a week or so ago who's probably about your age.
Okay.
And the word that he used in trying to get the people in the generation you're talking about to work and to train them to do what he needed them to do, the word he used was depressed. He was depressed about not being able to get them to work independently. Now, I'm literally quoting him right now. What do you think? How would you respond to him about that?
Our survey actually pointed to the same thing. Generation Xers, in our survey, 20%, which doesn't seem like a lot maybe, but if you think about 1 in 5 Xers actually dread the millennials coming into the workplace.
Why is that?
Well, I think these millennials see Xers, and millennials are extremely collaborative. They like to work in teams. They have been taught how to collaborate. If you go to colleges or universities today, all projects are done in a group, which is radically different than Gen X. The Gen X mode of operation has been independent. I work at my own space and my own pace.
David, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to be back with David Stillman. The book is called The M Factor. Right after these messages, 20 after. Don't go away. This is fascinating stuff. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And I think you'll find something there that will help you start, run, and or grow your small business. Whatever you got on your mind on any topic under the small business sun, or however much time you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that can help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. David Stillman is our guest. He's the co-author, along with Lynn Lancaster, of the book The M Factor, How the Millennial Generation is Rocking the Workplace. And David, as we went to the break, you were talking about how they like to work collaboratively. And okay, I get that. And I hear that from a lot of other people. And that's kind of their thing, right? That's sort of their thing. They like to work collaboratively. I hear that over and over again. Well, guess what? Just because they want to work collaboratively, if the scenario that they're walking into and in the job that they're taking, that's not exactly the way that group works, even though maybe it should, and even though maybe it could in time, sometimes other generations get the idea that they want to work millennials want to work collaboratively, and if you don't, then you're wrong, and you know. It all comes back to who should conform to who. And if you just showed up on the job, David, shouldn't there be some initial conforming, at least dealing with what's there and not demanding that the new group, the group you're joining, conform to you? What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. Just like when anyone goes someplace that's foreign to them, they should understand the culture that they're walking into and do everything they can to assimilate. But you've got to keep in mind, like I said before, how they've been raised. They've been raised to speak up, and they've been raised to collaborate. So when we say they walk in and they're expecting to collaborate, it's not that they're trying to say out with the old and in with the new. They're trying to say, here's how we're going to be the most productive. Here's how we work best. And what I don't like is how quick everyone is to label or stereotype this generation. And one goal we have with the M Factor is there's been a lot of books out there, quite frankly, that have slammed this generation. They've labeled them as a trophy generation. They're whiny. They're spoiled. And we think, okay, yes, you know, they're presenting some challenges, but they're a great generation. Why start off on such a negative foot? And back to the point of collaboration, again, look how we've raised them. Everything they've done in school, at home, has been collaboratively. They also have all these tech tools that's made it even easier for them to collaborate. So to take that away from them, it's how they've been raised, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. We're seeing a lot of people harness the collaboration in wonderful ways on the job.
Well, here's what I keep hearing though, David.
Yep.
And I've just got to, you know, I'm the guy who tries to make sure both sides of the story gets told. I keep hearing about what we have to do to work with the millennials, and I think that's excellent. I think your book is excellent, or you wouldn't be on the show right now. So I agree with that. We all need to be, both sides need to be thinking about this. But here's what I haven't seen. I haven't seen a book that was written for the millennials telling them how to be successful in the marketplace that they're entering. I haven't seen that book. Have you seen that book?
Well, it exists somewhat in the M Factor. If you read in the M Factor, we've got in every one of our trends tips for millennials. Now, granted, the book wasn't necessarily targeted at the millennials. However,
exactly.
We did recognize their voice, and so we did our best to say, you know, hey, if you're a millennial.
Shouldn't there be something? I mean, this is your next project, David. I'm gonna give you this project.
We actually have it underway. That's
on.
How I was going
to
say. We haven't seen it in a book form. We have not seen it in a book form. However, we've got a training course where we go into companies and we train their millennials. It's part of usually orientation or onboarding, as we say, hey,
That works when you've got an organization that's got aggregated enough millennials to make that work. But what about the small business that's hired one millennial? You know, it seems to me that there ought to be some instructions for the millennials, and where you say, okay, guys, I know you like to work collaboratively, and maybe that's the best way to go. But when you show up at work, that may not be the way people are working there. So lay back a little bit, you know, find your moment, check your position, et cetera, et cetera. What's wrong with that, David?
I think there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, I think what it's really going to take is managers and leaders who are willing to reach across that gap, who are going to be willing to say to that millennial, look, I know you want to collaborate, but I also want you to try to understand why that isn't necessarily the mode we've had around here. For a lot of us competitive boomers, we were told sink or swim. For a lot of Xers, there wasn't a lot of fellow Xers to collaborate with in the workplace.
I can tell you one thing, David. When I entered the marketplace, I'm a boomer. There was no book written on how to deal with boomers. Nobody wrote books about us. By the way, folks, in the M Factor, David and Lynn break this thing down into seven areas: parenting, entitlement, meaning, great expectations, the need for speed, social networking, and collaboration. These are some of the things that you'll find in the book. David, I want you to come back another day, and I really want to get into this because I think we can do some good. We can help a lot of folks. I know your book well, and I'd like to be part of that. Give us the website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Go to generations.com.
Generations.com.
You got it. Thank you, and I'd love to come back.
They can find your book there. It's also available wherever books are sold.
Absolutely.
Well, I want you to come back, and we'll schedule that pretty soon because I want to keep hitting this. I think this is important for us to get out, and I appreciate you agreeing to do that.
Absolutely. Let's invite some millennials to listen in.
There you go. Well, they listen to me just to see what old fogies have to say, I think, David. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me, 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, I promise. I'll be right back.
Driving, moving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.